Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, November 18th, 2011, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. United's annual benefits open enrollment for 2012 opened on November 10th and will close on November 29th, 2011. United has mailed a benefits preview to all flight attendants and retirees highlighting changes for 2012. United will also be mailing a benefits decision guide with more specific information and instructions for the enrollment process. New for 2012, United has selected a single benefits administrator, that's Aon Hewitt, for the new United. Enrollment for elections this year will be made on Aon Hewitt's web-based platform called Your Benefits Resources, or YBR. This website adds features that have not been available in the past. This includes comparing plans and being able to see if a specific doctor or provider is in the network of a plan you are considering. You can access this site via the Useful Websites link of the UnitedAFA.org website. As a result of the new platform, this year individualized enrollment worksheets are not being sent. Flight attendants will also need to have access to a computer or call the Benefits Service Center for assistance. A final benefits confirmation statement will be mailed in early December with an opportunity to make changes during a December correction period. Other changes this coming year include the ability to choose between automatic crossover and a debit card to make payments from your flexible spending account, three different vision plans, and certain, not all, HMO offerings will be replaced with an exclusive provider organization, that's an EPO, called Aetna Select. Details about these changes will be included in the information sent by United. We encourage you to review the information mailed from United to your home and make any changes necessary before enrollment closes. UAL's Your Benefits Resources YBR is easily accessed through the Useful Websites link on our AFA website, or you may call the United Airlines Benefits Center with questions regarding enrolling or using YBR for your 2012 benefits. Call that at 800-651-1007. Our members have made AFA aware of a number of problems of the benefits of enrollment process. We have alerted United to these problems, and they have informed us that they are fixing these issues. If you encounter any issues or problems while going through the open enrollment process, immediately contact the United Airlines Benefits Center in the U.S. at 1-800-651-1007. If you are an international caller, please call 1-646-254-3463. In the United Kingdom, 0-800-028-5392. And in Germany, 0-800-000-4878. In Japan, 012-067-9100. And in Hong Kong, 3002-9795. If your problem is still unresolved after contacting the United Airlines Benefits Center, please notify our AFA MEC Benefits Committee. You may email either insurance at unitedafa.org or retirement at unitedafa.org to report any issues you may experience with the Benefits Center. Orders for uniform pieces using your available uniform point allocation will need to be placed before the annual deadline. We're recommending that you consider placing orders for uniform items before the busy holiday season. The following are important deadline dates and times regarding placement of uniform orders using your available uniform points. Fax, email, or website orders must be placed by 2359 Central Time on Saturday, December 31st. Phone orders must be placed by 1900 hours Central Time on Friday, December 30th. Annual point allotments for 2011 were credited to each flight attendant at the beginning of 2011 and can be viewed from the CINTAS uniform website. Uniform points not used by 2359 on December 31st, 2011 Central Time do not carry over and must be used before this deadline. Information on how to order uniform pieces can be found on our website. You may also contact CINTAS toll-free from the U.S. at 1-800-889-0331 or at the United Kingdom 0800-0515-929, Germany 0800-180-8448, Japan 00531-313-1519, or Hong Kong 800-905-372. Please contact your domicile supervisor or uniform coordinator if you have any further questions. The Public Campaign Action Fund, a Washington, D.C.-based organization that advocates for public financing of elections, sent letters Tuesday to 20 lawmakers, including the three most senior Republicans in Congress. They demand that lawmakers reveal any corporate benefits they have received from Delta Airlines, including access to its VIP hotline or special elite status, as Congress struggles to approve long-term federal funding for aviation. Congress doesn't seem likely to reach a compromise on reauthorization of the Federal Aviation Administration this year. The stalemate is largely a result of a dispute over a 2009 ruling by the National Mediation Board that made it easier for employees who fall under the rules of the NMB to unionize. Delta and some anti-union Republican allies are fixated on using the funding bill to overturn the decision, which held that the decision to unionize an airline should be based on the majority of those who vote as opposed to those who are simply eligible to vote. The AFL-CIO and other unions, such as the Association of Flight Attendants, which lost a representation election at Delta in 2006, argued the old rule was unfair because workers who didn't vote were counted as a no vote. Delta, which is largely not unionized, has strongly lobbied the issue, spending $140,000 on contacts with Congress this year, according to federal records. To date in 2011, Delta's Political Action Committee has contributed more than $133,000 to lawmakers, including $5,000 to House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, Republican, who lives in Virginia, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Earlier this week, Senate Commerce Chairman Jay Rockefeller, Democrat of West Virginia, blamed the airline industry for a four-year delay in passing a funding bill for the FAA, citing the fight over the labor provision. "I do not understand how the fixation of one airline can be seen as paramount in such that the House would shut down the FAA to get its way," he said Monday in a speech. On Tuesday, the Washington, D.C.-based Communication Workers of America, which is affiliated with the Flight Attendants Union, went on the attack, calling Delta the airline of the 1% for its efforts to lobby lawmakers. Be sure to listen to the latest edition of the AFA Industry Editorial recorded yesterday in Chicago by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA. After entering your file number, choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.